Today is Friday, July 30th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I've been watching all of these videos. I found, and it was probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, I found this guy on YouTube called, he calls himself Network Chuck. And I just really like learning things about computers. As we know, I mean, I'm called Geeky Gay, or that's the name of my podcast, right? And I really love technology. I do. I get bored really easily, though, so it's hard for me to focus on one thing for any length of time. And that's probably why I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, because I like podcasting, I like programming, but I don't want to develop these super big applications because I get bored. I'm like, I don't want to go in and refactor all this code. when I learn things, I'm like, I want to learn a new programming language, and I'll take a few tutorial courses, and then I'll go in and I'll write a little simple whatever, and then I'll get bored with it and I want to move on to the next thing. So I really like the process of learning, but I don't want to, of preliminarily learning something, but then digging deep is always a problem because, I get bored. And that's the same reason at work, I guess. I don't know. I start things and then I get bored. And so anyway, I like to code. I like to podcast. I like to automate things. I like to set up equipment, but never use it. such as my video switcher that I don't use, but I set it up. I bought it. I set it up. Many things. So I found this guy on YouTube, Network Chuck, and he focuses on different IT certifications that you can get. And he creates videos teaching you various things about this. And right now he's talking about hacking. And I've never really thought that I wanted to be a hacker, but he has this thing where he did a live stream of, there's apparently a website called Hack the Box, where you go on there and they teach you how to hack. And I don't know if you guys heard that. I just burped and I don't know what it was. But anyway, so it was a mint, because that's what I'm eating right now. So he actually live streamed himself. So what this Hack the Box website does is they provide you Linux virtual machines. And this is going to mean nothing to some of you, but I'm going to say it. The name of the podcast is Geeky Gay. And also, I've done nothing this week, so worth mentioning. So they provide you a computer. We'll just say that. They provide you an online computer. And they have little tutorials, and then they have challenges where you're supposed to hack the computer. You're supposed to hack a computer. And they give you a different goal, like, we want you to find a particular, we want you to take over as admin on this machine, and we want you to do this or that. And I don't know why, but I just found it incredibly interesting. So I sat there for 2 hours over the course of a couple of days watching him hack this thing. And I don't know. I mean, I don't think I want to be a hacker. Who knows? But then I thought, maybe I could take the hacking course. That would be fun. And, again, it's just one of those things that I'm going to play around with it for a few weeks. And then it's kind of like a Blender. I know we've talked about Blender a lot. I haven't done anything in Blender in 2 months, probably, or more. Now, that doesn't mean I'll never go back to it. But it means I really enjoyed learning the basics, but when I really got down into it and I had to, I really needed to buckle down and keep learning and do more, difficult projects and all that kind of stuff. I was like, I ain't got no time for that. So anyway, So now I'm like, oh, I'm going to learn to be a hacker. Maybe I'll sign up for this website and take their course. And of course, learn how to be a an ethical hacker, a white hat hacker. And then, you know, when I learn all of those skills, I can become a hacker for pay and then go to companies and say, hey, I'll try to hack your, you know, website and I'll find vulnerabilities. And then, I don't know, I'll never do that. I will never do that. But you know, that's what I've been doing the past couple of days. The other thing that we've been watching a lot of Olympics, and I know I mentioned this already. Last night we watched the women's individual all around, and I noticed something about, and I don't know if this is always the same, because I feel like a lot of times ABC broadcasts the Olympics. I feel like the last couple of times it was ABC, and now it's NBC, and they have that Peacock app. But I've really been noticing that the primetime coverage in gymnastics, they really only focus on the United States and maybe one other country, the one that's doing the best. So you don't see all of the other ones. And I know there's live coverage, but you have to have the app for that. And also because it's in Tokyo, you have to get up at 5 a.m. or something like that to see it. But we're watching the women's all around, and I would have loved to see all of the various countries, but they were just focusing on the U.S., Russia, and the Brazilian girl, because she was doing well, and I think that was it. Maybe China occasionally. And you know, I want to see all of them. I want to see Australia. I want to see New Zealand or whoever's there. Whoever's there. I actually don't know who's there, but I want to see them all because I really like, and I even thought about it. Yeah, I thought, you know what? I really enjoy gymnastics. I don't know why. I think I always wanted to learn gymnastics and I never did it. But to be able to tumble in the air like that and do all those flips and stuff, I find that incredibly fascinating. And that's probably why I like diving as well. Oh, well, and also because the men are scantily clad. I don't know if you've ever watched diving. The swimsuits that they wear are so small. They are tiny. So tiny that this guy was walking around, this U.S. diver. We watched Springboard last night. And as he would walk around, you could see the muscles in his butt cheeks tighten. And you could see, it was like somebody wearing underwear that's a little bit too small for them. And the underwear is going down a little bit and you can see their butt crack. It was basically that. And they're all that way. Like they all wear these tiny, tiny, tiny little Speedos. Anyway, so we watched diving. But I love gymnastics so much that I Googled, you know, how to watch gymnastics all year long. Cause I thought, why wait for the Olympics? Why not watch college gymnastics? And, you know, they have world finals and all that every year. They have 2 or 3 different competitions every year. And I thought there must be a way to watch that. There's so many streaming services and stuff like that. And I found it. There's something called Flow Gymnastics and you can buy a subscription, but it's not cheap. It's, I want to say it's, let me look at their prices here. $30 a month, or if you sign up for a yearly subscription, it's $13 a month, but you're stuck in for a year. I think you have to pay it one time, big time. But they have all these competitions. You can look at a schedule and they have, you know, world finals for men, world finals for women, qualifying rounds, like all of this stuff. I think there would be a lot of content. And then they have a link to where you can watch collegiate. I don't know if it's the same website or not, or if it's like a different website that you have to subscribe to. So I don't know. After the Olympics, the next competition, I believe, is in October. So I may sign up and just start watching gymnastics all the time. You know, most guys are sitting around watching football during football season or baseball during, I'd be like, oh girl, I'm watching the gymnastics competitions. I can't go out tonight. I've got to watch the live semifinals for the guys, artistic gymnastics. Oh my goodness. I don't know. So we were watching gymnastics last night, and I got spoiled because I walked down after recording yesterday. And I've been trying so hard not to get spoiled, but these, you know, they're really happening around 5 a.m. our time. So I walk down and Mark is watching the news. And a commercial comes on and it says, Golden Girl of the Olympics, all around, and it said who it was. And I'm like, damn it, I haven't watched that yet. Now I know who won gold. But I watched it anyway because I like it and, you know. By the way, thank you to Auntie Vera Charles for telling me how to boil an egg. Yeah. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. No, I won't talk to you tomorrow. I'll talk to you on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.